This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Taxes and health care figure to play prominently in Missouri's new legislative session. The 2013 session kicks off at noon today and runs through May 17th. Republicans will hold overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate, but the governor's office will still be held by Democrat Jay Nixon. Republican legislative leaders plan to pursue changes to the state's tax credit programs, as well as income tax cuts for individuals or businesses. Nixon says he is not focused on further tax cuts. Instead, the governor wants to expand Medicaid, Missouri's Medicaid program, to cover more lower-income adults, as envisioned by President Barack Obama's health care law. Republican lawmakers have expressed opposition to expanding Medicaid. Nixon is to present his budget and State of the State address on January 28th. Another issue facing lawmakers as a new legislative session begins is transportation. And yesterday, a so-called Blue Ribbon Committee created by the Missouri House to examine the state's transportation needs released its report. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, the House Speaker doesn't agree with some of the options panel members endorsed.
Those options include raising either the state's fuel tax or creating a sales tax dedicated to transportation needs. House Speaker Tim Jones says he prefers exploring options that are, quote, revenue neutral.
I believe there's plenty of government that can still be cut. We are faced every year with an ever-increasing bloating entitlement system, and I'd rather spend the money on education, roads and bridges, and less on entitlements.
Jones also indicated that he'd be willing to cut Medicaid in order to ensure the state's transportation needs are met. The report concluded that Missouri needs an additional $600 million to $1 billion a year for several years to maintain its transportation system. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
As Ed Martin takes over the state GOP, he has some important challenges. Martin became the Missouri GOP's new chair on Saturday, ousting David Cole. After the GOP lost 5 out of 6 statewide races in 2012, Cole was not able to hold on to his position. Martin says those losses were due to poor fundraising, but did not go into specifics on how he'll run the party differently than his predecessor.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on exactly how he did his job. I just know that the skills that I bring to the position and what I know that we need, again, the Republican vision is one that unites people around opportunity and freedom. And when we do that, we win elections.
Martin will also have to find a new executive director of the party, as the current director, Lloyd Smith, is gunning for Missouri's 8th Congressional District after Representative Joanne Emerson retires. The Missouri State Treasurer's Office has returned nearly $20 million in unclaimed property in the first half of the fiscal year that began on July 1st. Treasurer Clint Zweifel says in a release that his office has returned $19.5 million in 71,000 accounts. That's an 11% increase over the first 6 months of the 2012 fiscal year. Last year, the office returned a total of about $39 million. Zweifel says his office has returned $140 million to more than 450,000 accounts holders since January of 2009. The state treasurer's office still has about $700 million in unclaimed property and more than 4.3 million accounts. There are 61 accounts with more than $100,000 each. The Missouri Attorney General plans to retry a Northwest Missouri man after the state Supreme Court overturned his conviction for the 1990 murder of a neighboring farmer. The state's high court ruled yesterday that prosecutors had failed to share evidence that could have helped Mark Woodworth's defense against charges that he fatally shot Katherine Robertson and wounded her husband. The court ordered Woodworth released unless prosecutors decide to retry him. Then later yesterday, a spokesperson said Attorney General Chris Koster intends to retry Woodworth. Woodworth was 16 years old at the time of Robertson's death. He lived near their rural Chillicothe home, and his father had farmed with the Robertsons. Boonville residents are celebrating the end of a long effort to take ownership of a former Union Pacific Railroad bridge. Yesterday, the Boonville City Council approved a deal to transfer ownership of the bridge to the city. City officials have already discussed plans for redevelopment of the Boonville Bridge with an eye towards making it a major part of the Katy Trail biking and hiking trail. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the city has a four-phase plan that would cost an estimated $4 million over 8 to 10 years. The bridge hasn't been used since 1986, and when former Governor Matt Blunt asked Union Pacific to dismantle the bridge for parts in 2005, then Attorney General Jay Nixon challenged the decision in court and won. The director of the Missouri Agriculture Department is promoting a state program that gives grants to groups that provide spay and neutering services for animals. This is the fifth year of the program, which is funded by proceeds from Missouri's I'm Pet Friendly license plates. Agriculture Director John Hagler said the public is more concerned these days about animal welfare. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that the program has provided shelters and animal rescue groups with more than $100,000 since it began in 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.